After the sermon here, sorry about that. And hate is, involves these choices of non-essentials. Choose whether or not to use it. Printed material. You don't have to have class books to still teach the Word of God without a class book. But when we use that, you see, we make a choice. Aids are left unspecified by their very nature. We use our judgment concerning whether or not it will be helpful to obey the commandment God has given us. That's an aid. Aids must edify. They must not cause stumbling. 1 Corinthians 10:23. Again, remember, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but not all things edify. So aids, let me review that for the sake of our recording. Aids are lawful liberties. They may or may not be useful in a particular context, but they do not change the force or the effect of what God has commanded. When we use the aid, we still simply are obeying the commandment without changing its force, without changing its effect. Aids are liberties. We can choose whether or not to use them because they are not specified. God has not specified them. If He did, it wouldn't be an aid anymore. It wouldn't be an either-or anymore. We'd have to use it. We'd have to do it that way. But God leaves them unspecified to our judgment to see if it will be helpful, if it will edify rather than cause an offense or a stumbling to occur. Now, let's talk about aids concerning the work of the local church. Let's make that application. We've been talking about the ark and about baptism and singing and the instrument. Let's look at the work God has given the local church. God has specified some work for the local church. Now it can be looked at from a generic standpoint to preach, but he's been specific. You preach the gospel. And so 1 Thessalonians 1:8 says, from the church in Thessalonica, from you the word of the Lord has sounded forth. In Acts 11, verse 22, the local church in Jerusalem sent Barnabas to preach the gospel to Antioch. So here's a local church sending a man to preach the gospel. So here's a specific work. You preach the gospel. His specific message to be preached. Don't just preach anything. He says preach the gospel. Now, as I said, we could use the pulpit, we could use the sound system, we can use the PowerPoint. These are all aids. Okay? The local church has the work of edification, to build up the members of the local church, to build up with the Word of God, Acts 20 and verse 32. Some people don't know what edify is, what edification is. They think edification is just getting together and having a good time, and they call that edification. Building up the Word of God, being built up spiritually, is being fed the Word of God. He says, when you come together, each one has a psalm, has an interpretation, has a variety of things that are noted. 1 Corinthians 14:26. Has a psalm, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edifying, unto edification, for the spiritual building up through the teaching and instruction and admonitions that come from the revealed Word of God. And so we feed the Word of God as a local church. That's our work here, to teach and preach the gospel. We do that with classes. We do that with a bulletin, with various study material. These are all aids to do the work God's given us as a local church to edify the members. We have the work of relieving needy saints, needy Christians. Not just any needy. He specifies needy Christians, doesn't he? And here are the New Testament passages that teach that in the New Testament, the early saints were helping each other as needs arose. They were meeting those needs. When famine arose, the brethren relieved the brethren in Antioch, relieved the brethren in Jerusalem. When there was again need in Jerusalem, Romans 15, 1 Corinthians 16, 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, talked to the Gentile churches about sending aid to the Jewish brethren in Jerusalem to help meet that need. By the way, that need in Acts 11 was throughout the churches of Judea, not merely Jerusalem. Now, sometimes that aid was taken directly. Remember, Paul and Barnabas took it directly there in Acts 11. Sometimes you could purchase it and give it to the people. You can deliver it by courier, deliver it by mail. You could send them the money and say, here's the money, or you can bring the goods to them. Variety of ways to aid you in getting the relief to the Christians who needed it, from this church to the Christians who are in need. Variety of aids that are at our disposal to accomplish that commandment. But now, understanding an aid, and we're going to come back to those charts in a minute, what's an addition? An addition is adding something to what already exists. The word's used in Matthew 6 and verse 27. Matthew 6 and the 27th verse. Jesus just uses the word that we understand what it means. Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? To add means to put to or join to or gather with any company. Here's something that exists and you add to it. Now when you add to something, it changes the force and effect. I mean, let's just think about adding to your stature. If you're 5'8" and you add 2 inches, now you're 5'10". You've changed that, haven't you? You're not 5'8" anymore. Now you're 5'10". So you've made an alteration, an addition to what exists. And what we're discussing now with God's will for our lives, when we add to what God has said, we change the force and effect of the approved or authorized or commanded action. God commanded build an ark. If Noah built an ark and a raft, he would have added to what God commanded. God teaches us that baptism is immersion, a burial. If we are willing to do that, but we say, well, we can also sprinkle water or pour water and call that baptism, we have added something to the action of baptism. So we've added another action. We've changed the force and effect of the action. God says sing, but if we add play, you see, we've added, by definition. It's not, the playing doesn't help us sing. The playing is an addition to singing. It's another type of music, another kind of music. And that's, now let's go back to our chart here and make the application. You see, God tells us at the local church, one of our works is to preach the gospel. But if, in addition to preaching the gospel, once a month we preach politics, what have we done? We've changed the nature of the message, haven't we? Now we've added another kind of message. We have no authority to add politics to the message that we preach. That's not the work of the local church. You want to preach politics? Fine. You have that right as an individual. You, as an individual, you can join up with a political group and you can preach politics. But if you introduce it into the work of a local church, you've got to have Bible authority for it. And in the absence of that authority, what you've done is not aided the preaching of the gospel. You've added another message. It becomes an addition. You see that? It's an addition. We've already talked about the aid to help us build up the local church through the preaching of the gospel. But now someone comes along and says, but we need social activities to keep our young people. If we don't have offer social activities for our young people, we're going to lose our young people. We've got to build them up. But that's another kind of program. That's not the program we find in the New Testament. A program built upon the Word of God to strengthen and feed from God's Word. And so we introduce another kind of work, a social work, a recreational work. That's not an aid to edification. That's an addition. That's another kind of work. And this is where our liberal brethren in churches of Christ don't get the point. They misdefine edify and they add another kind of work and call it edification. It's not in the Bible that way. This is a mistake. This ought to be Acts 20 and 32 from our previous chart. I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up. The Word of God builds you up. Volleyball doesn't do it. Softball doesn't do it. Ice cream suppers doesn't do it. That's not the work of the local church. You want to play volleyball, softball, and have ice cream? Great. You've got a home. You've got a family. You can get together as individuals. Have a blast. But don't call it edification. Don't call it the work of the local church. It's not. And when we add to that, as a local church, we do it without Bible authority. And we do it without Bible authority, we do it without God's authority. And when we act without God's authority, we sin. And that's why it's important. That's why it makes a difference. It's not about fussing with other churches of Christ. It's about saying, you have no Bible authority. You have added to what God wants the local church to do. And we have no right to do that. We have no right to do that. Some churches of Christ now have added to relieving needy Christians to also relieving non-Christians as a work of the local church. Individual saints have a responsibility. Each of us, as we have opportunity, are to do good unto all men. Galatians 6 and verse 10. That's a verse to individual Christians. James 1, 27 is a verse to individual Christians. There is no verse in all of the New Testament teaching, either by command, by approved example, or by necessary inference of a local church from its collected funds relieving non-Christians. Here's a particular passage, Acts 11, 27 through 30. There was a famine throughout all the region of Judea. But isn't it notable that the Christians sent relief to the brethren? Relief to the brethren. Well, we come along and say, well, that's great, they help the brethren. But you know, there are people down there that are not Christians. They need help too. We need to help them. Well, do that as an individual. But don't put that work on the local church. God didn't give it to the local church. And when you do, you add to what God's pattern says. You change God's Word. And you have no right to do that. And I have no right to do that. No Bible authority. You see, an addition changes the effect of what is said. And clearly, when you take the collected funds of the church and give it as relief to non-Christians, you have changed the recipients from Christians to those who are not Christians, and on no greater authority than man, not the revealed Word and will of God. That's the problem with additions. The New Testament teaches the local church now to preach the gospel. I want to make the similar point, but in this respect. God has specified the organization for us in this local church, that it is sufficient to do the work given the local church. Individuals may get together and work as individuals in various capacities, but God has organized the local church with qualified elders, qualified deacons, and all of us as saints, as members together. And this local church, as God organized it, is sufficient to do the work God gave it. That organization is sufficient right there to do the work God wants us to do as a local church. So when He says, preach the gospel, then we use aids. Radio, TV, internet, printed material, pulpit, all these are aids to help us accomplish the proclamation of the gospel as a local church. Under the oversight of elders, by the service of the deacons, with every saint doing his and her part. Now here's the additions to that. Christians said, well, no, the local church is, you know, the local churches just cannot accomplish that by themselves. They need to send funds to a missionary society. We need to have this organization. What does it become? The missionary society becomes an additional organization to that which God specified to accomplish the work given the local church. God specified the local church with its organization is can do the work He wants the local church to do, to preach. And we add the missionary society and say the local church really can't do it as effectively and as completely without the missionary society. Let's link the churches up through the missionary society was added to it. Missionary society is not an aid now. Why? Because it changes the force and the effect of what God specified, what God wants. He says, I want the local church under its leadership to preach. Not abdicate its leadership to a man-made organization and let it make the decisions in lieu of the local church. And so churches of Christ divided in the 19th century because some introduced the missionary society. It was not an aid. Didn't fit here. It's an addition. It changes what God wanted of a local church. In the 1950s and 60s, churches of Christ began to establish a variety of sponsoring churches, asking and appealing to local churches to send funds to the sponsoring church that would then send out radio programs like the Herald of Truth. And they'll send it back to your community to preach the gospel throughout America. Local church, you send it to this church, Highlands in Abilene, Texas, and we'll oversee, as a sponsoring church, the Herald of Truth. And so they set up a sponsoring church and set up another organization under the elders of Highland and wanted these elders to support that work to go back over here and preach the gospel to this area where this church is. That's not what God's pattern is. That's an addition. The local church is sufficient to do its work. And when we add another organization, then, you see, it's not an aid. It changes what God's pattern is. God said, local church, you edify the saints. You have your aid. We talked about that. Some came along and said, no, we need to organize within the local church. We need a Sunday school board with a superintendent. And so we set up another organization interior to the local church. And sometimes then it broadened out in the Christian church beyond just the local church among the churches. So we have another organization that's going to oversee the class teaching of the local churches. But that's the work of the elders under their oversight, directing the deacons and the saints to accomplish that work. It can be done here. Some men said, no, we need this. That's an addition. And so, in the and now churches in Christ have and have had for some time, for decades, I don't know if they still do, the University Bible Chairs. I know some of you are involved in some of that. Here's another organization. Set that up over here on the university. Under the oversight of the elders, answering to them. But is that an aid or is that an addition? You set up another organization, it's an addition. Just send some Christians over there and teach. That's great. You set up another organization, then you have an addition to the organization God's established to do its work sufficiently. The local church is sufficient to do the work under the organization God gave it without establishing another organization that first organization has to go through to accomplish the work given the local church. Addition, not an aid. Same with church support of human organizations like a children's home, a medical mission. You see, relieve needy saints. We have that. We can, under a local church, do that. When we know of needs here, we know of needs among Christians in other places, the elders can decide and make it that decision of oversight and see that that wish is carried out to distribute the need that's needed to the brethren in other places. That can be accomplished fully in this organization. But some churches of Christ say, no, what we need is an organization in another place. We need to support that organization, which is going to make those decisions about who needs the help, how they need it, when they get it, and so forth. So, you abdicate the sufficiency of the local church in lieu of a man-made organization over here. It's not an aid. It changes the force of what's being done. The elders now advocate to the board of the home, you see, or the medical mission over here. Support it and let it make the decisions for the church. No, that's an addition. Why are churches of Christ divided? Because, you see, some have chosen to add organizations to the one that God said is sufficient to accomplish the work I give it. When churches start supporting other organizations to do the work God gave it, By implication, it says we can't do it by ourselves. We need another organization. But you can do it. God arranged it so you can do the work He expects of you as a local church. And when you add to the pattern, you do it without Bible authority. And when we act without Bible authority, we sin against God. No matter how good our intention, no matter how the suggesting the end justifies the means, no matter how, see, everybody's doing it, it must be right. Remember those lessons? Those are foundational lessons that we studied for a reason earlier in this series. Because now it comes home to roost. That's the things people use now to try to say it's okay. But it's not. There's no commandment, no apostolic approved example, no necessary inference to suggest that the local church needs to support another organization or establish another organization to do the work given to the local church. It already has organization. It can accomplish all the work God gives the local church. Bible doctrine of additions. It changes the force and effect of what God says, and additions are forbidden. They are not approved. Whoever goes onward and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. An aid, a pitch pipe, just helps us sing. An instrument played when we sing adds another kind of music. We can understand that. And we can understand the churches of Christ have no authority to add another kind of work to the work God gives the local church. We have no right, no Bible authority to add social work, recreational work to the work of preaching and teaching and relieving needy saints. If we can understand the aid and the addition of a pitch pipe or an instrument, then we can tell the difference between the addition of supporting a children's home or a local church using aids to help relieve needy saints under the oversight of its elders. One is consistent with the Bible pattern. The other adds to that pattern. An organization has no authority from the Word of God. Though we are an angel from heaven, preach unto you any gospel other than that which we preach to you, let him be accursed. As I've said before, so I say again, if anyone preaches to you any gospel other than that which you receive, let him be accursed. See, we cannot add to, we cannot change the pattern God's revealed. Because if we do, God will add to us the plagues written in His Word. Revelation 22 and verse 18. So, we add to God's Word, we're turning to a different gospel. We're turning away from the revealed gospel. And by doing that, we pervert the true gospel and we depart God's grace. Galatians 1 and verse 6. He said, I marvel that you are so soon removing yourself from Him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, a different message. It's not the one we preached. It's perverted, he says. It didn't come from the apostles. It didn't come by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. It's not found in the revealed, inspired Word of God. And therefore, we must reject it. If it's an addition, we must lay it aside. If it helps us accomplish what God has commanded us, then use it, if indeed it's beneficial. But understand, aids give us choice. Additions condemn our soul. Because additions are sins against God. Not about sins against Church of Christ tradition, so-called. It's about violating the authority of Jesus Christ. Additions do that. Aids do not do that. And we must be able, with God's Word, to tell the difference. I hope our study has helped us accomplish that tonight. We have not discussed in this lesson about how to become a Christian, but it bears repeating that God's given a pattern teaching us how to be saved. Teaching us that we must believe that Jesus is the Son of God or we will die in our sins. That we must confess our faith to be confessed by Him before the Father, Matthew 10:32. That we must repent of our sins or we will perish in our sins, Luke 13:3. And that we must be baptized for the remission of our sins or we will be condemned, Mark 16:16, Acts 2:38. And that as Christians raised to walk in newness of life, we must be living sacrifices. And if we have not yielded ourselves up to God, but given ourselves over to sin, and that sin will lose our souls unless we repent, we pray God's forgiveness. 1 John 1:9 and Acts 8:22-24. If you're subject to God's call to be saved, then we urge you to use this opportunity to be right with God, to be saved from your sins, to be added by Him to His church, or to be restored to your faithfulness and fellowship with God. While together we stand and we sing. Here unto thee, O Lord.